You know, when I walked up here, it felt like it looks outside, rainy and cold. That's the way the spirit was going forth in here when I just first walked up here. It's like we brought the outside weather into the house of God. We were just putting on a show. We really wasn't giving God what he deserved. But now, tell me if you don't feel the atmosphere doesn't feel different now. The atmosphere feels different now, doesn't it? It's like the cold dampness that was in the inside, the coldness that was filling the wall and everything was in the inside. Outside had came in with us. Had come in with us. When we come into the presence of God, we have got to be willing to give him all that we have, no matter what's going on around us. When we come into the house of God, and we come in from the cold, the wet, the whatever, we have to come into the presence of God with warm hearts and ready to worship him and praise him and give him all that we have. When we walk into the atmosphere, it's supposed to change. We should allow the atmosphere to change. We should change the atmosphere. We should bring the presence of God in with us wherever we're at. The warmness, the love, the joy, the happiness, the belief that God is a way maker, that he can do all things. That he is a light in the darkness. Hallelujah. We want God to really do things in our life. We can't hold back on our worship and our praise to him.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. We got to come to his in his presence with joy. Yes. We have to drop whatever's going on in our life. You can pick it up. Later. We need to leave it outside the door. If you want to pick it up later, you can. But when you're in the presence of God, when you want God to move, when you want him to work in your life, and when you come in his presence, you got to come in his presence with joy. Come into his presence with thanksgiving. Come into his presence and change the atmosphere. See, we are supposed to be people that we go in there. We are supposed to be going to the midst of darkness and be only one light. But our one light will be enough to light up all of the darkness. One counter. When you get one light in darkness, it's no longer darkness. And that's the way we have to be. That's where we are designed to be, wherever we are. We have to be the heat in the midst of the coldness. Atmosphere should change when we walk, when we walk in. Atmosphere should change. Somebody should know you're there by the presence of your spirit. By the fact that you have him in you and on you and around you, things should change. We should press through. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, say hallelujah. Say it like you mean it.
Hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Because he is an awesome God. God is an awesome God. No, you know. There is this saying that we say that you probably heard before. And it says, if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. You ever heard that before? If you give a person a fish, he will only eat for a day, or she will only eat for a day. But if you teach a person to fish, they can eat for a lifetime. But there's one part, there's one other added thing that I would like to add unto that. Even if you teach a person to fish, if they don't have the willingness to get off of the couch to pick up the fishing rod, put the bait on it, to go down to the lake or the water and cast it in, they will stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not only that you have to teach a person to fish. The person has got to have a willingness to fish. A person has got to have a willingness to feed themselves.
A person has got to have a willingness to make whatever they want to grow. A person has got to have a willingness to build whatever they want to build. They got to build it. A person has got to have a willingness to pick up a hammer, to pick up a nail, to pick up the boards, to pick up. A person who wants to start a business has got to have the willingness to start a business plan and work out that plan. They have to have a willingness.
That is what the Bible says.
I'm not just saying that. That is what the Bible says. That is biblical. That is how it's put in the word. Paul, in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 12. Go there. And what I want to do, I want to bring this home for 2022. I want to get this in your mindset for 2022. If you have something you want to do in 22 and you have the willingness, the motivation, the passion to go, it will work. That's what the Bible says.
That's what it says.
So today, my thought, my title, what God has given me to share with you today, willingness cultivates the doing.
Let me read that again.
Willingness cultivates the doing. You can know how to do it, but if you're not willing to do it, it won't get done. Yes. You could be the smartest person there is. You could know how to do what it is that needs to be done. But if you don't have the motivation, you don't have the mindset, if you won't get up and go after it, it won't get what? Done.
It won't get done.
Unless you have the willingness. The willingness is the seed that grows your plant. The willingness is the seed that grows your dream. The willingness is the seed that opens doors. The willingness is the seed that builds businesses. The willingness is the seed that builds relationships. The willingness is the seed that moves things and makes things happen. The willingness is the seed. It cultivates. It changes. If you got a willing, my God is telling you to. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. God is telling you that in 2022, if you have the willingness to make something happen different, it will.
The word says,
it will. It will. So I want to do that. I picked three versions of this same chapter. First of all, what I want you to look at is King James Version. Somebody say King James Version. I want you to look at the King James Version. And the King James Version said, for if there be first, if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man has. And not according to what he has not. Did you get that? Whatever you got now. Whatever ability you have. Whatever smarts you have. Whatever know-how you have. Whatever amount of finances you have. God said, this is what God said. This is what Paul says. God said, I will use that. And I will make it work. Not based on what you have. Okay? Not based on what you have. Not what you think. On what you don't have. What you think in mind and say, I can't do it because I don't have this. Because I don't have this. It won't start because I don't have this. I need this. God says that I will use you where you are. Come on, somebody. Y'all need to get excited about this thing. Somebody need to, I'm excited about it. Somebody, if I can get one or two people to get excited about this word today. See, this thing should excite you so much that you can't even sit down. You standing on your feet, say, go ahead, preach, pastor.
see nobody in here that excited. That scripture should have you, because what God is saying is, where you at now, look, what God is saying is, what you have now, I'm going to take that and I'm going to use it. He said, I'm going to take what you have, your knowledge, your wisdom, your know-how, your little bit of money, your amount of money, your big, whatever you got. He said, I'm going to take what you have. He said, all you got to do is have a willing mind. You be willing to do it, motivated, willing, and ready to go and get up and go and do it. And we're in the 2000s and really pretty much got a whole something happened in your life this year, and what God is telling you, what I am so excited about, I'm excited for you if you ain't excited for yourself. See, I'm excited for you because if you can take this scripture today and just decide in your mind today that I'm not going to let nothing stop me from doing whatever it is that God has got for me to do this year. I don't care what it takes. I'm going to change my attitude. I'm going to change the way I see things. I'm going to change the way I do things. Today, I declare I have a willing mind. If you can get excited about that, I can get excited for you. And the reason I get excited for you, because I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not staying on just in. I'm staying on what God's word says, what is written in his word. And then let's go to the New King James Version. See, I've got the King. See, this thing was translated. First of all, the King James Version says something, and then it was retranslated in the New King James Version. And the New King James Version is pretty much the same thing. There is one change there. If you see it, it changed there. It said if there is first, but that don't change. If there is what you have to have first? What do you have to have first? Did it say have to have money? It said you have to have. Did it say you have to be smart? You have to have. Do you have to be strong? You have to be beautiful? You have to be ugly? You have to have a PhD? They have first is what? A willing mind. Got to come first. It says if there is first. See, here's the difference. This is what I want to see. I want you to see this in the King James Version. King James Version said if there be. It said if there be. Now, the New King James Version just said, what? After what? Is it moved up a level? It said, if there is. If there is first. If there is. See, they took a word out. Change it around. Thought it needs to be a little more excited about it. Not be, but what? Is. Yeah. This is why they get that. He said, if there is first, if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has and not according to what he does now. See, that's what makes me excited, the last part. I don't really have to have everything in place. Yeah. Y'all ain't getting this. I don't really have to have everything already set up. I don't really have all the money that somebody say I'm supposed to have. I don't really have to have all the education that they said I have to have. I don't really have to be as strong and stuff and what they say. I don't really have to be as fast. I don't really have to whatever you look. I want you to think about right now. I want each and every one of you, whatever it is you got in your mind that you think you want to do in 2022, that you think you need to have before you can do it in 2000. Kidding me, whatever it is you think you want to do in 2022, and at this moment right now, you think you have to have before you do it. God says you want, but already what? Have to have it.
Oh, my goodness. He's saying, you do not have to already have it. Just work with what you have, what? Now. Work with what you have now. And then I will take and do the rest. I will take what you have now, what you think you don't have, what you think you don't have, because what you have now is enough for me to do what I need. So you got to realize God. With somebody else. See, when you go buy a house, they tell you to have a certain amount down, right? And they won't let you buy it till you already have that down in the bank. They don't want to talk to you till you already what? Got it. And you go to the bank and try to get a loan to start a building, to start a business, and they want you already to have somebody in the bank, in your bank account. But you try to start, you come to the have it. You go to the bank to try to borrow the money, you don't have the money. But you go to the bank and you sit down in front of the branch manager and he's in the bank, but you tell him, I'm here because I ain't got nothing in the bank. Yeah. But God doesn't say that. God doesn't say that. Look, you go try to house, they want you to have money to be able to pay the mortgage or whatever it is for 6 months down the road. Yes. See, man's way of God does it. And see, we as Christians are supposed to understand that and walk in that. Walk in there. Yes, yes, yes. He's have. How big, how small, how think it might be, or how big you think it might be, I will take that and I will make it work for whatever you need it to work for. Isn't that wonderful? Anybody, y'all ain't getting excited yet? Oh my goodness. Now, I wanted to do another translation, your language, or talk our language. So I added in here the English Standard Version. English. Somebody say English, which means talking your language. English means breaking down, trying to break it down. We get a better understanding of what it is God trying to tell us. See, we can't know what we're doing. That's why King James, that's why God touched King James. And he commissioned people to write the King James Version, to translate doing Greek into English so we can understand what it was that God wanted us to hear. So King James commissioned these people, different race, different languages, different people, and they took the Hebrew and the Greek and they translate. And see, other people took it farther. An individual wrote different books. You know, there are study Bible, there are different books out there. So the English, somebody say English. Well, I speak, you speak English, right? You speak Hebrew. Anybody? Who speak Greek? How many speak English? Everybody in here, right? So the English version says, for if the readiness is there, all you gotta do that be what? Ready. All you gotta do is certainly be ready for change. See, sometimes we say to ourselves, I'm tired of the way things are. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of things not working out. I'm tired of always being behind. I'm tired of working for paycheck to paycheck. I'm tired of, as soon as I get ahead, it seems like I'm tired of walking one step and then go two steps back. Well, I'm tired of, but God is saying, yeah, you're tired of, but are you ready to change it? Have you looked in the mirror and stopped fooling? And means whatever comes your way, whatever getting your way, that you're willing to do whatever. You don't put no limitation on what you're willing to do to move it out of your way. You don't let fear move you. You don't let fear stop you from doing it. You don't let a little this or a little that get you all messed up and worked up and stop you from doing it. He said all you have to do is be what? Ready. Have some readiness. See, readiness. See, let me tell you the difference. Here it is. Different. If I'm running a race, I could be ready to run the race. But when I get down in the racing position with my hands down, my feet planted, and I'm ready to push. You get the difference? I'm ready to race. In my mind, somebody said, do you want to race? And I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to race. But that person, look, this is standing. And I'm standing like what? Like this, yeah. I'm looking at, yeah, I'm ready. And I'm ready. And the gun shoot, and that person, bam! After that, I shot the gun, and he's running. I get down like this. I'm too late for the activity. The other person already won the race. They already got a head start. So readiness means, okay. Readiness means you want to box, you want to fight, you want to fight for what you want. This ready is outside the ring. You could be outside the ring and be ready to put on, but readiness has got the gloves on. Readiness has got the boxing trunks on. Readiness has got the boxing shoes on. Readiness has got the mouthpiece in your mouth. Readiness is in jumping over the ring and getting inside of there. That's the readiness. Readiness has got your boots up. You're ready to fight. You can be ready. Readiness is ready to fight. You can be ready out. You can be ready on your way to fight for what you want. So you gotta pass the ready, move your mind into the what? Readiness. Pass the ready, move your mind into the ready. Who ready to run this race in 2022? How many of you ready to run this race in 2022? Yes. And so you gotta get. See, you can't just been there like this is not a racing move. You got to have that foot placed back. See, there's a difference, right? Can you see the difference? Because see, you got to have this foot placed back. Have your hands down and in a forward. Hallelujah. You can't be leaning backwards. You got to be leaning in 2022. How many is ready? It's got to push off in your mind. How many has got to push off in your mind today? So you got to have a push off. You got to be in the race mode and have a push off. It says, for if the readiness is there, is it acceptable or acceptable? It is acceptable according to what a person has and not according to what he does not have. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Can I get somebody to get excited about this word today? If you are ready to do something in 22, can I get somebody excited about God's word today? Can I get, come on, it don't sound like excitement. It sounds like you're still guessing. It sounds like you're still wondering. But God has already told you he'll use what you already what? Have. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Who you work with? God said,
I'll work with. With your shortcoming. The one thing that God cannot work with is fear. I'm going to get that right now. The one thing God cannot work with is fear. Because the word says he doesn't give you the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind and power. It's God. It's hard for God to work through fear. You got to be willing, readiness, and up for it. The race is yours, says God. I will run before you and prepare what it is you need. Come on, rest on your feet. Somebody, praise God. Rest on your feet in this house today and give God some praises. Give God some praises. Hallelujah. Give him some praises right now. Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you right now. We pray for these, your people, as we go into this new year, that you have allowed us to step through. We know this has been a little tough. And this year appears that it won't be as tough. But we know, according to your word, that you say that if we have a willing mind, a readiness in of our mind, that you'll take whatever it is that we are able and what we have, and you will use that to do what it is that you have for us to do. All we got to do is willing to use what we have, use the smarts, use the willingness, use the talent, use our ability, use our strength. And God, you ask us to pull on your power and your sound mind. Pull on the power and the sound mind that you have given us. When fear come in, replace it with a sound mind. Because God said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind. And what we mean by is when fear come in, we have to realize, we have to say, God, I know you're with me, sound mind. I know you're with me. I know you protect me. For me. Mind that God has given us to battle the fear. Don't mean that fear won't come in, but we have to battle the fear with the spirit of the sound mind you've given us. And God, we know that you're able to keep your word. You're able to do what you say you will do. So God, this year we pray for your people. We pray for willingness. We pray for sound mind. We pray for readiness in your people. Put it in their spirits. Put it in their mind. Put it in the fist of their hands. Hallelujah. 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 2022 is those who is ready to battle and go forth and not let anything stand in their way, but allow you to use what they have. And Father God, we give your name and praises. Because you're worthy of all of the praises. May the grace of God, may the goodness of God, may the love of God, may the power of God go with us as we separate on the physical, but keep us together in the spirit, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the church says, amen, amen, amen.